Om Shanti. From the last 2 years, we have been discussing the blessing from every day's mudli. From today, we have started to slightly change it, and we would be churning every day's slogan, the slogan from Sakar Mudli. So we will call it, the series, as the power of slogan. So today is 1st of April, 2019, Monday. The slogan from today's Sakar Mudli: those who are tolerant do not envy anyone's feelings or nature, bhav swabhav. They listen to wasteful things with one ear and let them out of the other. So these are the two things Baba has said about tolerance from today's Sakar Mudli. Those who are tolerant, what they do? They have no envy. And those who are tolerant, what they do with wasteful thing? They listen with one ear and let it out with the other ear. This is a very unusual thing Baba has said. Usually, tolerance we do not equate with envy or waste. But when God talks something, there is a hidden meaning to that. So, tolerance. Those who are tolerant do not envy anyone's feelings or nature, and they listen to wasteful thing with one ear and let it out with the other ear. Tolerance. First, we'll try to understand what is tolerance. There are two words in Hindi. One is sahanshilta and another is sahan shakti. One is virtue and another is power. So one is, we can say, tolerance, and another is power of tolerance. So one is included as virtue and one is included as power. Now, what is tolerance? This word has been used in different ways, but as regards religion, spirituality or morality, it's usually equated with tolerating pain. But there are different types of tolerance, like religious tolerance, there are chemical tolerance, and so on. The classification is huge. But tolerance means to bear with somebody, to put up with somebody, somebody's opinion, somebody's viewpoint, somebody's presence, and then so on. And even in tolerance, there are different words. One is to be tolerant. Second is endurance. Endurance is little higher than tolerance. Another is forbearance. This is even higher than endurance. And then fortitude. Fortitude means a very high stage of tolerance, where person tolerates every onslaught of pain, of suffering, of misery, without showing it on the face. He tolerates everything. And the highest of all is known as Sparta, or Spartan simplicity. In ancient Greece, there was one kingdom, one place, one city, which was known as Sparta. And the people who were there, they were highly tolerant. They used to be highly rigorous, disciplined. And that's why sometimes this word is used, Sparta or Spartan. So if you see, It starts with tolerating things, and then higher than that is, though in dictionary, many times you find that these are all similar words, but they have little differences. Tolerance, greater than that is endurance. Endurance is more of mental, more of emotional. Forbearance, it's both physical and emotional. And then fortitude. Fortitude is a very high stage of tolerance. And then Sparta or Spartan simplicity. So these are the different words in English which are used for tolerance. Now, Baba often talks of tolerance. What happens when we tolerate? Let's start with pain. There's a physical tolerance, and there is a mental tolerance, and there is a spiritual tolerance. The person who can tolerate pain, he would not get affected easily by many things. In medical practice, we see hundreds of patients, and we find that their pain tolerance is so different. One person will shout in pain even with the slightest prick of a needle, while the other person would tolerate lines, tubes and drains here and there in the body with a very commendable tolerance. So some, they do tolerate a lot, some cannot. Some are extremely sensitive physically. Even physically, one should be strong to tolerate things. If you see the lives of great kings, emperors, warriors, they all were highly tolerant. They would not get easily affected. Rather, they would say that a warrior is somebody for whom the wounds are the ornaments. So, even physical tolerance is very important in life. Otherwise, one is disturbed by every other thing. Here also comes the tolerance to changes in climate. Weather changes, the scorching heat of the sun, one doesn't tolerate, faints and falls down. One cannot tolerate cold. We have seen many people who have come to Mount Abu. They left Abu only for one reason. It's too cold. And they couldn't tolerate. Everything was good, but they cannot tolerate the biting cold, which is here. And then, it's a weather or physical pain. There's a wound, there's something which has occurred, some fall, and one keeps on crying loudly because one cannot tolerate. We have seen many patients who get cough and cold and they cry. And the only reason they are crying because they have fallen sick. They are so sensitive to illness, to every small pain. Even to develop physical tolerance is a sign of a yogi. A yogi is someone who tolerates heat, cold, with equanimity. And how does one develop tolerance? By tolerating. By bearing up with things. Then is mental tolerance. When one suffers physically, also the mentally also one suffers. But it's a mental tolerance. One has to increase the mental capacity to tolerate things. Things are not according to one's liking. And still we go on. And in one of the Murlis, Baba had said, why you should tolerate? And many children had given many answers. And at last Baba said, you have to tolerate because it is Baba's order. Because I am saying that you have to tolerate. There is one complete avyakta murli on tolerance power. 26th June 71. This is one avyakta murli on tolerance power, where Baba has highly praised this power. When tolerance power is there, all other powers would come. Tolerance power will bring shine on your face. Tolerance power would help you conquer situations. Tolerance power would help you become successful in many stages of life. Then most important is spiritual tolerance. Spiritual tolerance means you tolerate other person's opinion, their viewpoints. If we analyze ourselves minutely, probably there are some people whom we don't want to tolerate, because we feel their opinions are silly, foolish, useless. So, to develop this power of tolerance is very important in spiritual life. Otherwise, we would become a plaything in the hand of others or nature. There are many examples where people have learned tolerance from five elements. Like earth, we learn tolerance from earth. We learn tolerance from trees. There's an example of King Shivaji, that once he was going and suddenly on the way he is hit by a stone and he is furious to know who is the person who has hit him, and to his utter surprise he finds an old woman who just showed up, and he asks, did you throw the stone? And she says, yes, in fact I was throwing the stone at the tree, I wanted to some fruits, but then I couldn't reach, so I threw the stone and you came in between. So the king realizes that when a tree is hit by a stone, the tree in turn gives fruit. And I am human being. When I am hit by a stone, I am giving punishment. Is it worthy of me to do this? And he asks for forgiveness and he takes that good learning lesson that trees are very tolerant. They tolerate everything and they still they keep on giving. In the similar manner, the earth tolerates and it keeps on giving. So we learn tolerance from many things, many persons. There's a very great example in history. There's a young boy and his mother is crying. And the 12-year-old boy asked the mother, why are you crying? She says, because the fortune teller, the astrologer, told that whosoever is born with a tit like yours would not stay with me for a long time. He says, why? Because a person who is born with such arrangement of tit would become very famous and he would leave me. He will not stay with me. So that boy goes out, he takes a stone and he hits at his tit and breaks the first two tit. To break one's tit with stone, it's a it's not an easy job. It's a very, very painful process. And he comes bleeding back to his mother. His mother says, what have you done? He says, I have broken my first two teeth. Now you need not to worry. Even if now I won't become famous and I will not leave you. Rather, I want to become famous in serving you rather than becoming famous on the basis of my intellect. Who was this boy? Anyone? From Indian history. was this boy. He was Chanakya, Vishnugupta. So that is shown in his life. He's highly tolerant of pain, and even he's trained his disciple Chandragupta in that manner only. He exposed him to every sort of pain and suffering. When even the Chandragupta was just 12 year old, he made him undergo every painful training because he wanted to make him into a king, into an emperor. So he trained him in a very, very harsh, rigorous manner. So this is all about physical pain. We are not discussing much. We will discuss something else. And our topic of discussion is how to tolerate other person's opinions. This is more important. Rather than tolerating heat and cold and taking the stone and breaking the teeth. That's a good thing. But the important thing is to tolerate somebody else's opinion. How do we go about it? There are three stages to tolerate somebody's opinion. First, listen. Active listening. Listen to the person, what the other person is saying. Active listening is a very important thing. Because when we are intolerant, we are not in a position to listen to anyone. We want them to listen to us rather than we listening to them. So active listening. Listen what the other person is trying to say. Second is understanding them. Try to understand what the other person is saying. Put yourself in his shoes and try to understand. You know, there is conflict in relationships everywhere in the world because of this one particular thing, not tolerating each other's ideas, opinions, viewpoints. So try to understand what the other person is saying, and that needs a lot of patience, a lot of silence. And third, agree to disagree. We all are different human beings. It's not necessary that we all will have same opinions about things. Everybody has his own mind, has his own intellect, own judgment power. And with that power, they try to understand things. What I see as true may not be true according to you. What I see as right for you, it is absolutely wrong. In Indian culture, a person is considered beautiful when he will have such face, nose like this and eyes like this. But if you go to China and if you go to those other regions, they will, in those countries, small eyes would be considered very beautiful. Here it is not considered that beautiful. So according to the climate, everyone will have their different taste and different things. In some places, and this is right, in some places that is right. Some places walking on the right side is the right way, walking on the left side is the wrong way. In some places walking on the left is right. So different, even everything, custom changes, culture changes, everything changes. So in the similar manner, every human being is different. I cannot say that I feel this pen is very beautiful, but for the other person, this is worst pain ever. I am born in a place where there are no rains. Okay? I have taken birth in a place where there are no rains, and I had to tolerate that for a long time. And we were already always in search of water. So, my conception of heaven, my idea of heaven would be a place where it is always raining. So this is how I think heaven is. Now there is another person who is born in a place where it rains heavily. There is a mud in their house every day. There is a leaking roofs every day. For him, if you ask what is your heaven, he will say, for me, heaven is a place where there is never a rain. So there are two persons and their idea of heaven is different. Why? Because they have taken birth in different geographical conditions. In the similar manner, every human being is different. So they will have different opinion. They will have different viewpoints about things. It's not necessary that what you think is right for everyone. You think that this should be done this manner, so it will be like that. You think that this food is very tasty and everyone must have it. But for other person, that is not at all tasty. Yeah. I will come to that. So these are the three ways you tolerant other person's viewpoint. Try to listen to them patiently. Patient listening, active listening, rather than forcing them to listen to you. Then trying to understand them. Look at the background, their background. Why the person is doing like this? There must be some reason. We feel he is behaving in a very, very absurd, silly, foolish manner. But that's how he is. And agree to disagree. Yes. We all are united, but definitely everyone's opinion is different, everyone's mindset is different. So, even if we have differences like that, it's known as matabhed. Matabhed is differences in opinion. But there should not be manabhed. Manabhed is, our goal is same. Everybody is trying to reach the same destination, but the paths are different. So, there are the three ways to tolerate somebody's viewpoint, opinion. There is something known as religious tolerance. One should even tolerate other religions, caste, creed. That's taught in the world. Because so much bloodbath that had happened in the world is because of religious intolerance. The one who has taken birth in Islam, Muslim family, he doesn't want to tolerate other religions. The one who has taken birth in Hindu family, they cannot stand with Muslims. Even in Hinduism, there is a bhakta of Ram and there is a bhakta of Krishna. They cannot tolerate each other. There is a bhakta of Shiva. He cannot tolerate the other deities. So there is so much intolerance in the world. So much intolerance. All the saints who came down the ages, they taught just this one thing about religious tolerance and about unity. So this is religious tolerance. This is also very important in understanding. In Brahmin family, we also have two categories. There are not in Brahmin, like in Jnani, and then we call others as Ajnani. That they are Ajnanis. But we tolerate Ajnanis very well. But within the Brahmin family, it is difficult to tolerate. Because everybody is a Jnani and we have a very high expectations from them. We want them to be a perfect yogi. And if we see that they are not behaving as per Srimad, immediately we are intolerant of them. So we should have, as I said, agree to disagree. Everyone has a different opinion, though the destination is same. Everyone's sanskars are different. Everyone's intellect is different. Everyone's mind is different. Thoughts are different. Diseases are different. Everyone's purushart, effort, pralabdha, result is different. Future position is different. Past is different. Life experiences are different. So when there is such differences in so many things, how can we say that everyone should be same? it will not happen. So as you said, two things. One is tolerance, power, and another is tolerance. Sahan Shilta and Sahan Shakti. So at what is the difference? Any difference? Or they are same? One is tolerance, another is tolerance power. Though Baba has not mentioned about this difference anywhere, they are used both as a power and as a virtue. This is virtue and this is a power. But there must be some difference. I think this topic needs more churning. That needs more churning. I think long back we had discussed this. No, I don't remember. Many years back. There is some difference in this. In Sahanshilta and Sahanshakti. So, tolerance should become power. If this is the starting, that is the end. This is the effort. This is the result. And power you can transfer to others. In yesterday's Avyakta Murli, Baba said, the devotees go to temples and they ask for power. And you are those deities. You have to give them power. You have to give them vidya, knowledge. You have to give them cheerfulness. You have to give them contentment and you have to give them success. These are the five things they ask. And they are beggars. And they are weak souls. And they are under influence. So, definitely there must be some difference. I think this needs more churning. So, but this is all about tolerance. But Baba said something else today. He said that not to listen to wasteful things is tolerance. Even if you listen, listen from one ear and let it go out from the others. Don't pay much attention to this. This is tolerance. This is a new definition. And another thing is envy. Bhava sabhava. You need not to become jealous of anybody. If somebody you see is going ahead of you, let him go. This is a very, very subtle definition of tolerance. No need to get envy, to be envious of anybody. Okay, again there is a positive envy and negative envy. Again there is a positive jealousy and negative jealousy. Positive jealousy is good. If somebody is going ahead, let me also learn from him and let me also try to progress in life. Negative means I plot against him. I try to make him fall. I pull his leg. I bring him down. That is negative jealousy. So jealousy is also positive negative. Envy is also positive negative. So we should have positive envy. That's a good thing. To have that is to be tolerant. So Baba says, tolerance has two meanings. One, not to be jealous of anybody's nature or anybody's sanskars. And second, let go of wasteful things. No need to keep them in mind. Otherwise they will accumulate, stagnate and start stinking if they stay for a long time. So this is about today's slogan. Om Shanti.